Hello, and welcome to Late Night Talk with Emily Bowditch. Tonight, I have a great night planned for all of my listeners with plenty of guest interviews. So sit back, relax, and let's begin. I have talked recently about the book, A Hope in the Unseen, that I have been reading. And hopefully some of you have decided to pick up the book as well and read along. Anyway, this morning over breakfast, I finished the book, just in time for the great piece I have planned tonight. Let me quickly summarize the book for you listeners that have yet to read it. A Hope in the Unseen is a book about fulfilling and following your dreams, no matter what obstacles are in your path. The book follows the story of Cedric Jennings, a high school student coming from an impoverished area of Washington, D.C., where he deals with many issues on a regular basis. Here in the studio tonight is Cedric's chemistry teacher, mentor, and friend, Mr. Clarence Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let me just start off by saying that you had a huge impact on Cedric's life by motivating, advising, and more than anything, being a companion for him. Describe the issues and obstacles that Cedric faced while at Frank W. Ballou Senior High.
Well, Cedric was always a bright, talented student. At Ballou, we tend to not have many students like that. Most students are coasting through high school, dealing with drugs, being in gangs, or partaking in any other number of negative activities. Cedric was different, in a good way, because he actually cared about his work and he achieved, but also in a bad way. Socially, he was an outcast due to his excellent grades. He had to go through high school virtually alone. Even at home, his mother supported him, but she still had a way throughout his life of disappointing him. His father, well, he didn't really talk about him much, but after reading the book, I think we can all agree that he wasn't much to look up to or believe in.
That is true. Even though Cedric went through all of these hardships, he still found a way to excel at his classes, which is truly remarkable. He did not let himself fall through the cracks of society as many students at Ballou Senior High do, and as many people living in his neighborhood do.
Cedric truly believed in himself and in God. That is why he was able to rise above it all. I can remember him coming into my classroom. He would sit and do work and just talk to me. He pushed himself, taking on extra projects, partaking in writing contests, or participating in science fairs. But all of the hard work he put in could not and would not prepare him for the struggles he would face at Brown University.
And that leads me right into our next speaker, Shaniqua, a comrade in Cedric's freshman year dorm at Brown University, who was more like him than many of the other students. But first, let me end with a quote from you, Mr. Taylor, that you said to Cedric when you visited him at Brown. You told him that the unseen may be a place in your heart. Thank you so much for those inspiring words and for talking with us tonight. And now, here is Shaniqua.
Oh, hey, everyone. It's so great to be here tonight.
Shaniqua, you knew Cedric personally during his first year at Brown, and also dealt with many of the same issues that he dealt with, due to both of you being minorities on the campus. Can you shed some light on the hurdles that Cedric or you faced this first daunting year at Brown?
Cedric came from a poverty-stricken area of Washington, D.C. Many of our peers at Brown cannot even fathom the drugs, violence, and horrible conditions that Cedric had to witness growing up. Our peers come from the upper middle class, economy, and society, and have attended the best high schools in the country. Cedric attended one of the worst high schools. He had to catch up to all of the students and teach himself concepts that professors assume the students have already learned. The professors do help, but it's hard sometimes for people to ask for help. It hurts your pride. I think Cedric and I both struggled with different cultures clashing together and the difficulty of holding on to our own identity while at the same time becoming part of the dominant culture.
It sounds as though these are issues that many students face when going to school. Thank you for coming in tonight. I would recommend reading Cedric's inspiring story, because it is at one point strong and provocative, and at another point insecure and frightened. Tune in tomorrow night when we will be discussing affirmative action, which is touched upon in Cedric's story.